Welcome to season three of Mental Illness in Pop Culture. I'm Scott.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Joe.
And in this initial episode, we just want to introduce ourselves and talk a little bit about our plans for this season. So who would like to go first?
I am super excited that we are kind of evolving from a focus that's just been in the first two seasons on film and documentaries, and are looking at more pop culture categories, I guess.
Yeah.
So we can speak to some of that, Scott. I know you've got some ideas, but I'm excited to include some music.
Yeah.
Which we always do in our discussions of films anyway.
Right.
And possible series, Netflix and that kind of thing. What else we have planned?
Well, we're thinking about a book, The Things They Carried by Tim O'Brien. Also, I'm really looking forward to our first episode on cartoons, specifically Looney Tunes.
That might get loony.
Yeah,
but I can promise you it's been recorded and it's loony. No giveaway.
Yeah, and so we're going to be doing a variety of things more. So some of the things that we are thinking about for this season, we're still going to do some films.
Right.
We're looking at Room, the film. We're also looking at the, I think it's an HBO film that depicts the famous Stanford Prison Experiments. And another film, kind of a biopic on Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys called Love and Mercy. In addition to that, we're thinking about the series Big Little Lies.
Love it.
Yeah.
What?
Did you see that? Have you watched that?
Yes, I have watched it. It's a great
show. We're not going to analyze it now, but while we're all staring at each other.
It's a great show. It's if you haven't seen it, I hope you watch
this will be a good
whole
excuse.
Series before we air that episode, because it's really fascinating.
Yeah, but not absolutely necessary. And we are unabashedly filled with spoilers. And I also think you don't need to have seen or read or listened to whatever it is that we're talking about before you listen to the podcast.
I should probably introduce myself.
Yeah. Well, let me say, so we, of course, we were sad that our colleagues, Brock and Adam, are busy with other things this season, and so they're not able to be with us, but we are welcoming onto the podcast team Dr. Joe Flynn.
Welcome. Background.
Yeah, so could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you're interested in pop culture?
Well, I use pop culture a lot in various aspects of pop culture, especially music and film in my own teaching. And I consume a lot of it. I get my fair share in. And when Scott approached me and asked me if I would be interested, at first it was like, I don't know a thing about mental health. I mean, I shouldn't say I don't know a thing about mental health, but it's not necessarily my area of expertise by any stretch of the imagination. But I thought it would be interesting to be able to get in on those conversations and learn, you know, about mental health and how mental health is represented in the larger popular culture. So I went back and listened to some archived episodes.
Oh, you did? Yes, okay.
I really enjoyed the conversation about it.
Tell us more. Did you? Okay.
Cuckoo's Nest is a great episode.
Yeah.
It's a really good, really, really great conversation. And I wanted to get in on something like that. And so, Scott also telling me about, having a discussion on Stanford Prison Experiment, because I've seen that film.
Yeah.
And, you know, many of us know the story of the prison experiment. But to see the film, wow. I mean, it's a really, really well-made film in and of itself.
Yes.
But how it depicts the experiment, it's just soul-crushing, you know, that people could do something like that to one another. So I really wanted to be a part of the conversation and learn a little bit more. And anytime I get a chance to talk about movies and music, I'm geeked. Yeah. So it'll be great when we talk about hip hop, because there's so much to talk about in hip hop.
He just did like the arm pump in the
I really did. See this.
So I just met Joe today, and so I get to interview here. So I don't know what you're a professor right now.
Yes.
You teach. What do you teach?
I'm an associate professor of curriculum and instruction.
Gotcha.
And so my work focuses mostly on social justice and multicultural education, with an emphasis on race and how we teach about race.
Very cool.
And something I don't think we've talked about, but my very first impression of you, which is, I think, like your first day here, when we were at the all-college meeting and the new faculty were introducing themselves, and I think you said something about doing research on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And even though that was however long ago, but that influenced my decision to talk to you about doing this podcast with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for remembering that. Yeah. I use The Simpsons. I use a lot of visual pop culture in my teaching. And I used to use The Simpsons to, The Simpsons is always commenting on education. And so there are quite a few episodes that you can use explicitly to talk about genders and sexuality, race, etc., as well as pedagogy and curriculum. There's a great Simpsons episode called Girls Just Want to Have Sums, and they turn Springfield Elementary into a boys' school and a girls' school, and chaos ensues afterwards, but you can watch that on your own. And, you know, shows like Family Guy, Family Guy is always powerful. The Boondocks is always powerful. So there's a lot of animated features, as well as cartoons, shorts rather, that can brilliantly be used for a host of reasons, and including, and so that's what made me really open to having discussions around mental health and how we can use these sources to further explore mental health issues in classrooms and in society in general. It's a cool topic.
Well, and I will say a little bit about myself. I am Scott Wickman. I am an associate professor of counselor education and supervision, which means I'm a counselor educator. In my background, I've worked as a mental health counselor. I've worked as a school counselor. I worked as a high school Spanish teacher for several years as well. I am currently president of the Illinois Association for Spiritual, Ethical, and Religious Values in Counseling. I have always been very interested in music and film. In fact, in high school, I worked at a record store, which was kind of the coolest job of all time.
Ever.
Yeah. and I've been involved... I'm an executive producer of a couple of documentaries, and I'm an associate producer of a couple of documentaries. So I'm just really interested in pop culture in general. And I really like how in this podcast, how we dissect how mental health issues are portrayed in pop culture, as well as how professional helping of various forms comes across.
My turn. So this is Leanne, a little bit about me for those just joining or who have forgotten from last season. I am currently a counselor in training. I attend online through Capella University, which I've said before was because I was trying to make a cross-country move. I was in Denver intending to move to Illinois. This season, I'm officially here in the room. I'm no longer blind at my desk in Denver while everyone else is meeting together, so this is pretty exciting for me today. I have a organizational background, I guess. I've worked in business. I have a organizational leadership master's degree, and I just love the topic of human behavior, and I will process any topic that presents itself. But from a pop culture standpoint, I mean, I'm kind of like Joe said, I'm a consumer of plenty. And so this is just such a great outlet to be able to really analyze, think about things that we haven't. We mentioned earlier that we've already, or I mentioned, that we've already recorded the Looney Tunes kind of official episode 1 of season 3. And man, the things that came out in that conversation are things you just never think of. So I encourage you, when that is published, to take a look at it. But that's the reason I'm here. I love it. It's learning, as Joe also said, and thrilled to be a part of season 3. So yay, here we go.
Yes, and so I think we'll stop our introduction there, and just reminding everybody how you can listen to our episodes. We are Mental Illness in Pop Culture. We are available through iTunes or whatever your favorite app for listening to podcasts is. All of our episodes are available at on the webpage, podomatic.mentalillnessinpopculture.com. In addition to that, we have a Facebook page, Mental Illness in Pop Culture. You can send us email, mentalillnessinpopculture@gmail.com. And we have a Twitter account that is MINPC.
I'm so impressed that you can do that. Good job.
Well, you know what?
It's without a script.
Take a breath. It's not reading.
And it's more difficult for me to remember that than it is for me to remember the cartoons from my childhood.
Right.
And we will talk about those in episode 1, where we discuss mental health issues as characterized by Looney Tunes cartoon characters.
Right.
All right.
Sounds good.
And we will say goodbye.
Bye-bye.